This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. ESG messaging failed, the reputation lesson for leaders. The lesson ESG teaches us about reputation laundering through language. What happened? Over the past decade, corporations poured billions into environmental, social, and governance programs, positioning themselves as responsible global citizens. But the shine has worn off. Critics, regulators, and increasingly skeptical investors now view most ESG commitments as elaborate reputation management dressed up in moral language. The gap between what companies say and what they actually do has become impossible to ignore. The communication angle. Here is the lesson, stated plainly: when you use the language of values to avoid the accountability of values, people eventually notice. And when they do, the credibility damage is far worse than if you had said nothing at all. ESG became a masterclass in what I call shield messaging. Instead of communicating genuine commitments with measurable outcomes, most companies borrowed the vocabulary of purpose without accepting the obligations that come with it. They said sustainable future when they meant better press. They said stakeholder capitalism when they meant shareholder protection. The words were bold. The actions were careful. That contradiction is a communication catastrophe waiting to happen. Here is why this fails at the most basic level. Audiences are not stupid. They compare what you say to what they see. A company announcing carbon neutrality goals while simultaneously lobbying against emissions regulation is not communicating a vision. It is issuing a contradiction, and contradictions do not build trust. They destroy it, slowly, then all at once. The deeper problem is that ESG language borrowed credibility from movements it never actually joined. Climate activists, labour organisers, and community advocates spent years building the moral weight behind those words. When corporations absorbed that language without the risk, sacrifice, or accountability those movements represented, they drained the words of meaning. That is not a PR mistake. That is a fundamental breach of communicative honesty. What should companies have done instead? Three things. First, say less. A narrow, specific commitment with a real deadline beats a sweeping vision statement every time. Second, invite verification. If your commitment is real, ask someone outside your company to measure it publicly. Third, drop the moral framing unless you can back it up. We are reducing our logistics emissions by 30% by 2027 is a statement you can be held to. We are committed to a sustainable tomorrow is noise. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on credibility architecture gives you a framework for building messages that can actually hold weight under scrutiny. The core idea is that strong communication is not about sounding confident. It is about constructing statements where every claim has a structural support beneath it. ESG messaging collapsed because the architecture was all facade. Learning to build the support structure first, before you choose the words, is what separates leaders who earn trust from organizations that rent it temporarily and pay dearly when the lease expires. The takeaway. Before your organization publishes any values-based communication, whether a sustainability report, a DEI statement, or a community pledge, write down one specific, verifiable outcome you're promising and one person or body outside your company you will confirm whether you delivered. If you cannot fill in both blanks, you're not making a commitment. You are making noise. Do not publish it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.